4.10.
What do you see as your strengths? This is such a common question, and so often it's wasted. Mm. It's a golden opportunity to concentrate on your strengths and why you are the right candidate for the post.
I agree. Although it's not a good idea just to claim that you're really good at certain things without also giving some evidence to prove that these claims are true.
Mm.
Applicants need to use evidence from their experience to support what they say.
Mm. I think it's also important that they use confident, direct language, such as I am good at, rather than using weaker, tentative language like, well, I think I'm quite good at.
Right. An interview is not a time to be modest about your strengths and abilities. You've got to sell yourself.
Hmm.
How about, what university did you attend and why did you choose it?
I chose my university as it was the closest to home.
But you wouldn't say that in an interview, would you?
No, not at all. With this question, the university that someone chooses isn't as important as their reasons for selecting it.
Uh-huh.
The question is assessing an applicant's reasoning ability.
Mm-hmm.
So you should focus on the academic and educational reasons involved in your decision. For example, I chose to go to this university because it had a good English department.
Exactly. I'd also stress that the decision was your own and not your parents'.
Mm. What are your weaknesses? What do you think of applicants that say they have no weaknesses?
Well, I'd think that they're lying or completely lacking any sort of self-awareness.
I would use this question to give a weakness that could be perceived as a strength, such as, I can be a bit of a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I would avoid personal characteristics that could be perceived as serious character flaws.
I'm not sure I agree.
Oh.
I would state a knowledge-based weakness. For example, needing to improve IT skills, and then go on to talk about the things you are doing to remedy this problem.
Hmm.
Now, what about what do you like doing in your spare time?
What interviewers are looking for here are your transferable skills.
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
So somebody who likes team sports is likely to be better at working in a team, whereas individual sports might indicate determination and self-motivation. Saying that you play chess suggests intelligence and analytical skills.
Right. I think the best advice here is to be specific and try to include something unusual, as this will raise the interviewer's interests and help them to remember you over other candidates.
Oh.
It's a shame that so many applicants just say something general, such as travelling or reading.
I agree. If they're going to say that, they should at least be specific and talk about places they've travelled to and the types of books they enjoy reading. Also, it's great if you can identify interests that share characteristics with the requirements for the job.
Mm.
This would obviously impress any interviewer.
That's a great piece of advice.